The House of Representatives has approved a bill proposing construction of an 1,100-kilometer-long barrier along the U.S. southern border with Mexico. Debate was infused with election year politics as Republicans portrayed the legislation as vital to strengthening homeland security, while Democrats called it a political measure to divert attention from stalled immigration reform efforts. With a little more than 2 weeks before Congress adjourns to prepare for legislative elections, Republicans are using last-minute legislation in an effort to boost the chances of their candidates. So politics formed the backdrop for the Secure Fence Act, which is composed mostly of provisions drawn from a border security bill the House had already approved last December. That previous legislation caused a rift with the Republican-controlled Senate, where lawmakers favored and approved a more comprehensive immigration bill favored by President Bush, who wants a guest worker program providing a path to citizenship. The bill approved by the House Thursday proposes a double-layered fence in five separate areas of the U.S.-Mexico border, including virtually all of the Arizona boundary with Mexico. Republicans Roy Blunt and Jeb Hensarling drew connections with efforts to protect Americans from terrorists crossing presently porous borders.
Today we continue our efforts to undertake emergency measures to ensure that the operational control of the border will continue to improve.
Iraqis have been caught trying to infiltrate our southern border. Iranians have been detained trying to cross our southern border. Jordanians and people from countries where Al-Qaeda recruits.
In mandating that the government achieve operational control, the Republican-crafted bill calls for maximum use of high technology, such as unmanned aircraft, cameras, and electronic ground sensors. Democrats, such as Congressman Ruben Hinojosa and Lloyd Doggett of Texas, asserted the legislation is more about politics and ignores the need for broader immigration reform.
This is not so much about broken immigration policies as it is about a House leadership that is desperately trying to cling to power.
The answer to this issue is comprehensive immigration reform. Fix immigration systems, and you are assured better border security.
Republicans say public hearings they held across the United States over the summer recess demonstrated that Americans want an extended physical barrier along the border with Mexico. Peter King is the Republican chairman of the Homeland Security Committee.
The realities are that comprehensive legislation is not going to be moving. But again, the American people are crying out. They are demanding that we take action.
But the final vote also highlighted Republican divisions. Jim Colby, an Arizona Republican, explains his opposition to the barrier, while fellow Republican and Arizonian J.D. Hayworth urged support.
Time has come to reject these kind of partial measures, more of the same that we've been doing, and get at the root of the problem. And the root of the problem, as we well know, is a job magnet that exists in this country that pulls migrants in.
Reasonable and necessary lines of political demarcation between nation states to ensure the sovereignty and security of those nation states in the post-9/11 world.
Democrats assert the legislation does nothing to address the situation on the northern border with Canada, and the bill mandates only a study of vulnerabilities there. Republican Marsha Blackburn said Republicans understand that a border fence with Mexico alone will not solve the problem.
We know this is not the be-all and end-all, but it's one part of this important process. We get it. We hear the American people.
House Republican leaders intend to move a package of related bills before the end of this month, but to become law, the Senate would also have to act to get any of the measures to President Bush's desk for signature. So it's no surprise that all of this was a subject of discussions Thursday between House and Senate Republicans and President Bush, who came to Capitol Hill. Also Thursday, a House committee approved a measure that would require anyone registering to vote in U.S. federal elections to show a photo identification by the year 2008 and provide proof of U.S. citizenship by 2010. Democrats oppose this, saying it will make it harder for many people to vote in U.S. elections. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.